All right, on this Wednesday morning, as I mentioned before, this is Mental Illness Awareness Week. It's also a lot of other things this month, Depression Awareness Month, and more. Joining us right now from St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Executive Director Deb Johnson. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Paul.
Got a lot to talk about this morning, including Mental Illness Awareness Week.
Yes, Mental Illness Awareness Week. We kicked it off actually this past Monday, Sunday. We'll say even maybe Saturday, because we started the week with our Run for Recovery. You might have remembered I mentioned that's normally in May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. But since because of COVID, we postponed to October, hoping we could have it in person. Unfortunately, we could not, so it was all virtual. But we did have some staff and people that we provide services to meet up in various locations and do that Run for Recovery on Saturday. So that was fun. It was a beautiful day. But let me just tell you a little bit about the purpose of Mental Illness Awareness Week. It's important because it's a time where we can try to raise awareness and also try to encourage people to get educated a little bit more about mental health issues, because 1 in 5 people in the United States experience mental illness in any given year, and 1 in 25 adults in the United States experience a serious and persistent mental illness in a given year. So those are pretty big statistics, and 1 in 5 youths, actually ages 13 to 18, they also experience severe mental disorder at some point during their life. And the sad part is, among adults with serious mental illness, 37% did not receive mental health services in the past year. So that, I think, you know, the reason a lot of people don't come for treatment still is stigma associated with mental health issues.
Right.
And during this week, and actually throughout the year, we try to do things to reduce that stigma, to educate the community about mental health issues. So it's an important week, and it's an important topic all year long. You could check out our Facebook post, because Mental Health America is a national organization, and they've got some great stuff on their website all the time. But also for Mental Illness Awareness Week, they're suggesting, they're telling people, why don't you take their hashtag, I don't even know how you say that because I don't use hashtags, but it's 7 days, 7 ways. So 7 action steps that people could take. One of them is, you know, challenging your beliefs, rethink the way that you understand mental illness and mental health issues. And two is to act on advocacy. I don't even think I knew this until I was kind of brushing up for today's interview, but there's two representatives that introduced the Peers Act, that's P-E-E-R-S, Peers Act of 2020, just recently on 9/11. And that is a really important step towards integrating peers as a key part of mental health care. And I talked before on your show about we have peer support specialists, and peers are really important in the treatment process. They are people who have experienced mental health issues and or substance use disorders, and they are in recovery. And their job is to help engage people into the treatment process and provide hope and encouragement, because you know, they share their stories and they're doing really well and they're living their life in recovery. And hopefully that gives hope to other people to, you know, start and really get engaged in the treatment process. So that's an important act. And people can, if you go onto that site that I was just talking about, Mental Health America, you can click on a link and you can help, you know, to send the message out to your own legislators, because there's like an auto fill-in thing and it will send messages. So that's a good thing.
Great. Yeah, absolutely.
You can, support other people all year long, but, you know, especially this week. But, do some things, all of us go through some mental health issues at some point in our life where we're dealing with challenging things that affect your mental health. We've talked about that before. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about breast cancer awareness, but,
yes.
You know, when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, that certainly affected my mental health. It was a difficult time, yeah. And it, especially initially, until I got on into my treatment path and all that kind of stuff, and felt hopeful that I was going to be okay. So things like that happen every day to people,
yeah.
And we need to try to recognize that and help support people. And it's always important to take care of yourself, to reset your own self and engage in self care. Find ways for to decompress. It might be reading a book. It might be taking a walk. might be phoning a friend, you know, any of those kinds of things that help you to relax are good and important to do every day.
Absolutely.
And this is a good one. Get screened. And so I actually did a screening yesterday on Mental Health America. I chose the one for depression just to do it. But what, you know, what they're saying, and this is true, that getting screened for mental health conditions should be as normal as getting screened for physical health conditions, you know, cancer, cardiovascular, any of those things. If you don't have it, you're not, you know, your result will say you don't have it. But if you have some symptoms, and you might not even know that those are symptoms of depression or other types of mental illnesses, then you can act on it. And it's like, you know, the old saying was before stage four, which is the same for cancer. I mean, early detection is best. It's what saves lives. So same in the mental health world. The sooner you detect something, the hopefully the quicker you can get into recovery and the better you will be.
Absolutely. Help is available. And you do need to be aware of your own health, physical and mental. What else going on this month?
Well, it's also Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and that's been designated since 1980. But it's a time in which we want to celebrate people with Down syndrome and make people aware of their many abilities and accomplishments. And most people probably know it is it's a chromosome abnormality where they have an extra 21 chromosome, but It is the most commonly occurring chromosomal condition in the U.S. About one in every 700 babies in the United States is born with Down syndrome, which is about 6,000 people each year. And Down syndrome affects people in all races and economic levels. It doesn't distinguish between any of that. But it's important to know, too, that people with Down syndrome can have a huge range of abilities. And sometimes people think automatically because Down syndrome is one of the mental health conditions where there are physical characteristics where people look a little bit, you know, they look a little different. They have upward slant to their eyes, maybe single crease across the center of the palm, usually short in stature, and usually a lower muscle tone. But there are people who have almost no intellectual impairment at all with Down syndrome. You remember that show Life Goes On, Corky was the actor.
Yeah.
He actually was in our community. We brought him here to do a talk, and super funny and fun man. But, you know, he was a famous actor during that time. That was a great series. So there are people, again, with all levels of intellectual abilities that have Down syndrome. They attend school, work, participate in decisions that affect them. They have meaningful relationships. They contribute to society in lots of great ways. I saw a really good Facebook post. It was last year. I might have even mentioned it on your show, but where a young girl told her sister she's going to be a young girl with Down syndrome, told her sister she's going to be a cheerleader in college. And the sister didn't think that was going to be possible. But lo and behold, she became Sorry. That's the beauty of this.
Absolutely. Work it at home.
Remote.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, my gosh. They keep it away from us. Okay. Anyways. But she did get to college. And so that was great. And there was a thing on Facebook about they probably Google cheerleader with Down syndrome. And she was a big success. But aside from that, it's also Depression Awareness Month. This month, we would normally have done screenings with SD4 together with McLaren Port Huron Hospital. We're not doing it this week. That was one of the things I was going to say, that this week, this year, obviously is a lot different than in the past, because we did have like an event every day. We had speakers. We did our celebration of recovery, which is where we celebrate people who are doing so well in their recovery with an actual presentation, a ceremony and things like that. We can't do that. We have selected some people and we're going to do something, but it's going to look a little different this year. A lot smaller scale, but anyways, but I would encourage people to go to that Mental Health America and check out, the mental health screening stuff. But what else? Oh, at the end of the week, we're doing a NAMI, the NAMI walk, which is normally a big, huge event in Detroit. And we usually send a group of folks down there for that. But that's not happening.
Right.
So we're doing a small NAMI walk, it's going to be 30 or less, because that's I think that's the gathering rule, but actually it's per square feet, and we're going to go to Pine Grove Park. So if there's more people, just have to space out and walk from Pine Grove Park to the bridge and back. It's just an informal get-together. It will be some CMH staff, some people that we serve, and then we're going to have like a little pizza party, hopefully in the park, if it's supposed to be a nice day.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that to honor the NAMI walk at the end of the week. And what else do I need to tell you?
Well, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well.
Well, that's true. And so, you know, what I would encourage there is that people need to get on track with their mammograms, make sure they, you know, stay right up to date on their screenings, because, you know, we keep saying, we've said it over and over, that early detection is what saves lives. So people need to do that. So this is a good time. If you've fallen behind, get on the phone and make your appointment. And also, we did kick off this week, too. Sunday was taking a shot at breast cancer walk run. And that was actually in person. And it was it felt so good to be there. I wasn't going to go because it was rainy and cold.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up going, and I was so happy that I did. They had less than 100 people show up, I think, or around 100. I don't know. But it was very spaced out. So, you know, people were socially distanced. But it just was really, it was good to be in person and actually do a run walk, so for a great cause.
Yeah,
so that was fun. So,
well,
other than that, we do have our Home for the Holidays film coming up. It will be out in December, available December 1st. We'll have it on our website and in various other locations.
Lots of stuff to do. You can connect with Community Mental Health on the Facebook page or the website to get more details on all this stuff too, right?
Right, you can do that. And and always, if people have any questions about, you know, if they might need some mental health services, support, whatever, call our access. It's 888-225-4447. Visit our website our Facebook page. We have a lot of information on both of those locations. So we'd encourage people to call us and anytime.
All right. Well, Deb, hang in there. Good talking to you as always. We will talk again soon.
You too. Thanks, Paul.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.